What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Football League. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined by the sleepiest little baby of all time, Chris Reiser.
Brian, you put Mr. Sandman, and he didn't say Mr. Sandman.
I know, I'm offended you didn't take the bit.
I like my bit of calling him a sleepy little guy more.
Makes him sound like a puppy.
A puppy?
Yeah, it does.
Baby.
Or it's, that, yeah.
I hate both of you. You know what? That's it. Just move on from me.
Why are you so crabby, Chris? Come on, it's a good night.
I was just taking a nap, and then you rudely woke me up.
Rudely, for the thing that we had scheduled. I'm also joined by the guy whose big week it is, Brian Wolf.
Oh, baby. On a 2-win streak, Tony's looking like I'll make it 3. It's things have turned the corner for on the fantasy front, boys.
Yeah, and we'll see everyone this weekend, so we'll make sure that Tony sets a real lineup.
That's true. I can't win in that stance. Like, I have to have some backbone there, you know?
Sure. Whoever's facing me, I don't remember who it is, but they're projected like more than I am. I have my full lineup set, and they have yet to pick up a defense that's actually playing this week. So, pretty cool. But I got my second win, so I am also on cloud 9. I told you last week, this team is frisky, dog.
It's not.
No, yes it is. It's frisky, and I'm about to win the entire league. So.
Wow, really going for it.
Yeah.
What are you, the 13th spot? You have a little bit of a climb, but you got a few weeks left.
That's what I'm saying, dude. And I mean, look at my receivers. I got T. I just dealt Calvin Ridley, but I got T. I got Amari Cooper, and I got Jalen Waddle. My team has the potential to break 100 every week.
Honestly, I didn't mind you getting rid of who was it?
Calvin Ridley and Trevor Lawrence.
Did not mind that move at all.
Yeah, we will get to that in the news section, but yeah, I have some thoughts, obviously.
Sure.
And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Allie got Gardner Minshew for 9 fab against no one. Really gotta secure that backup quarterback. Owen stole Wandale Robinson from Wolfie. It's a little editorializing. He also picked up Tyler Conklin. He should hit me up for a tight end. I'm trying to sell one. Tim got Will Levis for 5 fab, beating out 2 others. AB got the Vikings defense, Jonathan Mingo, Quentin Johnson, and Royce Freeman. AB pretty active on the waiver this week. Brian, let's talk about Kyren Williams. I saw the drop. He went to IR.
Yes, I saw the drop. Correct. Yep.
Why are we not putting him on the IR spot?
So I already have the IR spot filled with James Conner. Yeah, I'm batting 1,000 with the healthy running backs this year.
I see.
Yes, but anyways, I was a dummy, and Wednesday morning, you know, just going through, have 3 leagues going on right now, and have Jameson Williams in a couple leagues, and I'm like, this bum's not doing anything. I dropped him in a couple, pick up other guys, and in a stroke of brilliance before I've had any coffee, I saw the last name Williams on, you know, the sleeper league, and I was like, oh, Jameson Williams, get rid of him. And then I was like, it dawned on me later that day. I'm like, wait, where's Kyren Williams? Oh, no. Not the right Williams.
I thought you were just trying to make room on your bench, and it was a desperation play. I like.
Oh, absolutely not.
Did not have the fab to go after him.
No, 100% mistake. And I honestly thought someone would have seen that and easily picked up on it and gone for him on Friday. Nope. Could have easily put a $0 bid and still gotten him back.
Yeah, I should have put a $1 bid, but I was struggling with my own shit.
Lesson learned. Don't make waiver wire decisions at 6:30 in the morning before you've had any coffee or any time to, like, you know, process your thoughts.
That is what I do, though. I do wake up and immediately look at this app. I usually throw on a podcast, a fantasy football podcast, and do a little do a little tinkering first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I do, don't get me wrong, I do the same thing, but, like, I now know to not, like, make any big drop decisions before I've woken up a little more.
Sure, sure. After waivers ran, I got the Falcons defense, Daniel Jones, and DeMario Douglas because some spots opened up on my roster. Brandon picked up Aiden O'Connell. What do you guys, what do you boys think about Aiden O'Connell? We had a starter in Las Vegas, but, like, what are we thinking?
I think he might. So if Brandon is going for the 1 week pop, he might have it this week because, you know, no one has any game film on him. PJ Walker looked halfway usable his first start against San Francisco. And I think he could have 1 week pop. You know, the team's also on a sugar high, for lack of a better term, after firing their head coach. So it could work out, but shaky. Shaky for the long term.
Yeah, we won't hold our breath. Chris, what do you think?
I don't think he's going to throw four touchdowns like Will Levis did last week.
Dude, that was insane.
Wow. Yeah, that was... honestly, what a year for rookies. Like, rookie wide receivers, running backs, tight ends. Like, every position is just balling out this year. This is the first time I can remember in a while where a lot of rookies don't look like complete butts in their first season.
Bryce Young would like to have a word with you.
Well, I said most for that reason.
Yeah. All right, Chris, give it to us. What's your waiver of the week, baby?
Yeah, this week I decided to go with Royce Freeman. Yeah, I think it's a good pickup. He's an LA Rams backup, technically, behind Daryl Henderson, but they pretty much split the backfield work. He's only been active the last 2 weeks, and I think he's picking up steam. He got a touchdown last week. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good pickup for AB.
All right. I mean, AB could use it, which is a great transition into the trades that happened. So AB was part of one, but we'll go with the other one first because it was first chronologically. Chris, you traded away D-Hop to Holden for 7 Fab and Devonta Smith. Walk us through your thought process, buddy.
He proposed it, not me. And I just hit the click. I just hit the accept button, and it was as simple as that.
Oh, okay. No thoughts, just vibes.
Yeah, I kind of just don't trust D-Hop at all. He had a great game, but he's old. And if you look at it, he had 3 touchdowns on 4 catches. Like, that's just not going to happen again. He's old. It was coming off a bye week, so his old man bones could rest for a week. But now that he doesn't have a bye week, the rest of the season, he can't do that. So I think he kind of hit his peak, and I sold him.
What about your glowing review of Will Levis? Now you just, like, you just dumpstered that take then.
Well, I didn't get Will Levis.
I know, but you said Will Levis was a great pickup.
Yeah, he could have that stack.
Yeah, if I thought he was a great pickup, he would have been my waiver of the week. Are you not listening to me?
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
Makes for a good conversation. Moving on to the second trade, it involved myself. I sent AB, Calvin Ridley, and Trevor Lawrence a stack. We know I love stacks, but I got back Kyler Murray. I have his tight end going forward. That is my stack with my 3 other dirty wide receivers. I think my team's going to be frisky. I think I might make the playoffs.
Wow. All right. So let me, not to poo-poo on your parade here, but do you think Kyler's playing the rest of the season? Sounds like they're kind of tanking.
No, I think he comes back. I think he comes back. They dealt, what's-his-face, their starter.
Yeah, Dobbs is a Viking now.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs is out. Somebody else needed a quarterback. I think they no longer need a serviceable quarterback. So they might play whoever's left there.
Yeah, what was his name? Wait, hold up. He's like one of the top pickups this week for some reason. Uh,
Clayton Tune. Yeah.
Where the fuck that is.
All right, so Clayton Tune will play for like a week, and I think Kyler Murray comes back. I think he plays. I think they are sneaky good. And Kyler Murray's a top five quarterback. He drags his tight end along with him. I make the playoffs. I win.
You know who's sneaky good this week?
Who's that?
The Browns defense against Clayton Tune.
Yeah, that's probably true, dude. I am trying to move the other tight end I have because I believe in Trey McBride going forward. But I have Logan Thomas, right? He's a top 12 tight end. Pretty good, sneaky good. You have Logan Thomas? Yeah. Yeah. You want to trade for Logan Thomas? Is that what's happening right now?
I mean, maybe not right at this moment, but let me take a look at it real quick.
Yeah. I'm especially motivated because they have the same bye week. So like,
oh, do they really? Okay. Yeah. So yeah, no need to keep them.
No need to keep both. I think they're both talented. I like the stack, so Logan Thomas has got to go.
What is their bye week?
14.
Oh, okay. Would you take a Luke Musgrave and someone else?
I don't want Luke Musgrave.
You need someone for that bye week, man.
I do. We can take this discussion offline, but
you could do much worse. That's all I'm saying.
I could do much worse. I could also do probably better. Considering it's
not on waivers right now, dude.
It's not on waivers. I'm not talking about waivers. I don't need a backup tight end, brother. That's not what I'm worried about. You want to trade me?
All right, we can take this later. This is bad.
It's not. You don't think people want to listen to us work out a trade right now?
Probably not, since it has nothing to do with anyone else besides us two.
Sure. Where are you out of Brian Robinson?
I at least need him until one of my schmucks comes off IR.
Damn. All right.
What about Devin Singletary? That's a winner.
Nope, absolutely not.
All right, well, maybe we don't make a move. I don't know. We'll see. I'll propose a couple things, and we'll go back and forth as we do.
All right, love it. All right, so for the bit this week, we're going to do some predictions because obviously we went over it last week. We're pretty good at predictions. We thought we would identify two teams that we thought are sitting outside the playoffs right now that could make it, that will make it. We're guaranteeing it. And two teams that are sitting in the playoffs right now that will subsequently fall out of the playoffs. Wolfie, I feel like you gotta start, brother. This was your idea. I'm loving it. Start us off.
All right, sure. We'll kick it off here. So, without further ado, Chip, I'm liking your odds here.
Hell yeah.
And to show my homework, to show my work, I guess. You have a cupcake schedule going up. I think you have one or two teams that are 500, and then the rest are just sub 500 until week 14. Like, you should be able to almost coast in. If you make some intelligent waiver wire moves, maybe a couple trades, you should be sitting pretty by the time you get there. And I also, bet on myself here. And my logic on that is I'm on a 2-win streak. The next few weeks, I have a pretty cupcake schedule as well. Unfortunately, once I hit week 12, I go back to the top of the batting order, and that is nothing but hard and heavy hitter. So if I can make it to that point, I should be okay. I have a couple RBs on IR that should be back by then, so my team should be back to full strength by the time I need to have the big guns out there. So that's my justification for that. And of course, the two that are falling out, I have Brandon and AJ. So my thinking on that is Brandon unfortunately has not been able to really string together many wins this season. He's, I think, lost two in a row. And I don't know. He's been able to make it in the past, but I don't know how I'm feeling about it this year. He's barely hanging on. And then AJ, I don't know. He's also on a 2-loss streak. So I'm really thinking like the 6 and 7 spot just kind of fall out, and Chip, you and I kind of slide right on in there.
Oh yeah. I love to hear it. I love me getting the nod. Chris, give me some good news. Am I also on your list?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the bad news. You're not on my list.
Oh no.
But Brian, I'll agree with you. I think you could make the playoffs.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that vote of confidence.
Listen, AJ Brown's a freak right now. No one can stop him. Maybe you do have some tough people coming up, but I agree. When Kyron Williams comes back from IR, I think that'll really help your team because your current running back situation is not great. I don't know. I just like your team a little bit more than others, so I think you have a good chance to make it. And someone's going to shock y'all. The second team, which I don't actually think they're going to make it, but I do think there's a better chance than most people think. I'm going to go with the last place team in our league. I'm going to go with AB's team.
Oh.
Wow, yeah. All right.
So get this. I was looking at this. He's 1-7. And then you're thinking, oh, damn, that's freaking terrible. And I'm like, yeah, dog, that's freaking terrible. But then you look deeper into it. He has the most points against in the league. Okay? It's unfortunate for him. He has scored the 5th most points in this freaking league, and he's in last place. Let me give you some perspective. He has scored more points this season than Ali Schroeder. Ali Schroeder is 7-1, and he has scored more points than her, and he is 1-7. That's crazy. I don't know. I think maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he'll just continue to get screwed this season. He was making some moves on the waiver wire. So I don't know. I think if anyone can turn around, maybe his team can. They score points. He just gets a lot of points scored against him. So those are my two teams that I think people should look out for to make the playoffs.
Okay. I like the AB.
What's up?
I said I like the AB pick, especially with the points for. I kind of forgot, kind of slept on him a little bit there.
Yeah. I 100% agree. I think it was spicy when you said it. I love it now that you've explained it.
Yeah, and then the two teams that are in right now that are going to possibly drop out. I kind of hate this, but Brian, you took the two I was going to say. I also going to say Brandon and AJ.
Whoa.
Brandon's team, if you look at Brandon's team, I like the look of them better than I think they actually are. Like, Devontae Adams, I think, is going to be really good. But I think Njoku's been decent, and DeAndre Swift's been all right. But he's just not scoring points as a collective. And I think it's a bit of fool's gold. I don't think he's going to be able to make it. And AJ, I just don't love his team either. I think there are much better teams out there that have a better chance of making it. I think those are the two that are going to kind of fall apart at the end of the year.
I like that. It's nice to have some consensus out of the two of you. I will preview. I did not pick either of those two teams to fall out, so that's kind of interesting. We should discuss. But the two teams, I also gave myself the nod. I don't know if this is Stockholm Syndrome or what, but I've convinced myself that this team is frisky. I think we can take down anyone any given week. I would love to have all the starters, you know? I would love to not have buys anymore, but it is what it is. Week 14, we'll have to figure out quarterback and tight end, but I'm working on it. So, anyway, the second team I have is actually Holden. I kind of like his team. And I haven't for most of the year, but he's made a few moves where, like, I just think it's an interesting team. He has Dak, who I think will be good rest of the season. Maybe not great. He's a weird team, right? Like, he has very talented players around him, but, like, hasn't been balling out. I think that's going to change. I think they're going to throw to CeeDee Lamb more. He has Saquon, who's always good on a bad team. Jerome Ford, that's whatever. Kind of a cakewalk schedule for running backs. He now has D-Hop, who I think with Will Levitin will just get peppered targets. I know he didn't have that many targets, only touchdowns last week. I think he's going to get those targets. Deontay Johnson is the number one target in his offense. Taysom Hill, I hate playing, but I do get it. He has blow up weeks. And then Christian Watson as your flex. I mean, Christian Watson has some of the most downfield targets without having a touchdown. I don't know. I think this seems frisky. I think it's like mine, where it could blow up on any given week. So I think Holden could string some wins together and sneak into those playoffs. Now, you guys agreed on who fell out. I disagree. I don't know if this is take lock or not, and I would love for you guys to call me on it if it is, but I still think Mitch's team is bad. I think it's just secretly bad. He
had it against him all season.
All season, dude. And did he prove me wrong at the beginning of the season? Yes. Most of the season. He's gone 6-2. I mean, he's doing great. On top of the world. He really only has Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, and Mark Andrews still. And while those players are good, I don't think it wins you a season. Like, I think it just falls off. Christian McCaffrey's insane. They give him all the touches. That's true. Josh Allen, very talented quarterback. I think that team has a little bit of a bad vibe around it. I don't know why. Gabe Davis, he has as his wide receiver too. He's quietly the wide receiver 22 overall. I think that falls off a little bit. I don't know, dude. I just don't think it works. Jaylen Warren as your second running back. I just don't think it works. I'm not convinced.
I mean, I see where that argument has legs here. Just looking at his team real briefly. His bipocalypse is week 13. He loses Josh Allen, Gabe Davis, Mark Andrews, and his Ravens defense.
Please tell me I'm playing him week 13. No, damn it.
Yeah, who's he playing?
He's playing AJ.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, well, that could ruin my take then. What the hell? What the hell, Mitch? Get your shit together here.
Get your shit together, Mitchell. And then the second one I have falling out, it's actually Justin. A little Jay Schaub action. We play each other this week. I think he might. No, I convinced myself my team's good. I don't think he's going to win. But I am afraid of his team. My problem with his is like Rashee Rice and George Pickens. George Pickens has big playability, but he also has the ability to just like disappear, especially now that Deontay Johnson's back. Travis Kelce, obviously very good, but like it feels like Mitch's, where he has like two linchpins and not a lot of depth. So
sure.
I just don't, that's not how I build a team. It always throws up flags for me. So that's who I picked.
Okay.
So
anything from Chris on that?
Yeah, Chip, you're an idiot.
Okay. Oh, you sleepy baby woke up to be mad.
At least I don't pick myself to make the playoffs when I have the lowest points for. Jesus.
Yeah, but I've made moves since then. I've gotten rid of Calvin Ridley, which has been, I think, my problem. I need to rename my team. I forgot. Got rid of Calvin Ridley, and now I gotta.
Chip, your team is unfixable at this point.
No, dude. No, yes, dude. I got fourth highest points for last week. We're on the upswing, brother.
You gotta find another player with the first name Calvin.
Let's see. Pick up Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Austin. He's a wide receiver for Pittsburgh. Not completely irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
Chip, tell me who on your team, literally anybody on your team that scares people to play you, and I'll tell you why it's a terrible, terrible pick.
All right, Amari Cooper.
Terrible pick. He's the wide receiver 42, averages less than 10 points. Next.
Yeah, because he hasn't had his quarterback all year. Deshaun's going to come back.
Again,
wide receiver 42. In games with Deshaun, how many points does he have?
I don't know.
12.5 and 21.
And 2 and 5?
No. Well, the 5, yep. Yes, was with Deshaun, but the 2 was not with Deshaun.
It was.
Nope. He was out in the Baltimore game.
No way. Anyway, give me another one.
All right.
If you're saying that's your best option, that's a terrible best option.
I mean, Jaylen Waddle is like, you're so dumb for trading me Jaylen Waddle, actually.
Well, it's because A-Chain got hurt.
No, I think you're just dumb overall.
I also just noticed Jalen Waddle's profile is like the penguin thing.
Penguin from Webkinz.
Yeah, they hot swapped some players' pictures.
No, it's from Club Penguin, dog.
It is Club Penguin.
Oh, I thought it was from Webkinz. Never mind.
Webkinz, get out of here.
Close enough. What does that even mean? It's the same thing, basically.
Anyway, Jalen Waddle is wide receiver 27 right now. He'll finish in the top 10.
Wow, average is 12, wide receiver 27. Still is a bye week in 2 weeks.
It's gonna be in the top 10.
That's all you got.
I mean, T. Higgins, the Bengals look good again.
Dude, wide receiver 58 averages 7 points a game. Come on, dude. These are not great options.
They're great options. They're gonna be good over second half of the year.
Hey, I'm a Bengals fan. I'm a Bengals fan. I hope you're right. They played great yesterday. He had less than 10 fantasy points.
And?
They could play great the rest of the season. He could average 10 fantasy points a game.
They're not going to only go through Jamar every game.
No, but like, okay, he could go off for 21 game. Like, come on, man. Your team is just, nobody on your team scares anybody.
Trey McBride should scare people.
No, no, yeah. A tight end. Come on, a Buccaneer or an Arizona tight end. Give me a break.
Yeah, dude. First game without Zach Ertz, he gets 20 points.
You're starting Daniel freaking Jones.
He's the new Travis Kelce. Yeah. So the quarterback needs to be figured out. Admittedly.
Why are people holding two, sometimes three quarterbacks? I'm not liking this hoarding that our league does.
Dude, I don't know. It's a thin bench too. Like, I don't know.
Like, there's no other better option than holding a second string quarterback that's not your handcuff. Like, why are we doing this?
Chris, I hope we play each other again.
Like, Allie, why are we picking up Gardner here?
Chip, do we play each other again?
No. We don't.
Brian, can you please agree with me that he's being an idiot?
He put me in the playoffs.
Yeah, and now that I've talked about your team and how bad it is, he's like, oh shit, I think Chris is right.
At this point, you don't need a scary looking team. You just need to be better than your opponents, and Chip is better than a majority of his next 7 opponents.
Brian, he scored the least points of the game. He is literally the worst opponent of anybody in this league.
Well, he's not in 14th place. Yeah, so he's
not in 14th, Christopher. Statistically not the worst.
He's projected to score less than 80 points this week.
I mean, I'm not projected to do much better, so don't be shaming us over here.
Yeah, so high and mighty over there.
Hey, I didn't pick my team to make the playoffs. I'm just going to call out everyone else for saying their team's going to make the playoffs.
Trade me out.
Come on, Chris, you got to bet on yourself. What kind of positivity is that?
Oh, wait. This is not the Let's All Be Friends, Be Positive podcast. This is a legit, hard-hitting podcast, Brian.
Man, we should.
I'm not saying we all can be friends. You should bet on yourself, though, dude. Come on.
We shouldn't have woken you up. I feel like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I feel like you woke up the beast or whatever, and now I'm just coming for throats.
Yeah.
The mumbling beast.
Yeah.
Chip's like, oh, I'm going to pick people off vibes, and I come in here with actual statistics and facts, and you're like, oh, no, that's a terrible take. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No vibes, baby. Trey McBride. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah, kind of based on our little bit that we had this week. Now's crunch time. Now's a time where if you're not doing so well, you could make some leaps and bounds with all the buys coming up and maybe some possible people falling out. So, you know, keep making those trades, keep making those waiver wire pickups. Unless you're Owen, don't do this to me again. But I think the trade deadline's week 10, so we have a few more weeks to keep it spicy. And then after that, you gotta hold your peace or hope to God someone good falls on the waivers.
Unless you don't have Fab like me. Say bye, Chris.
Yeah, good podcast this week, everyone. Unlike my co-hosts, who are not objective and are very biased toward themselves, I'm the only objective person in this podcast. So if you can take my advice and not their advice, it's probably best for you. Thank you.
Coming from the number 12 team. Okay.
Yeah, probably
best. Yeah, and guess what, Brian? I didn't say I was going to make the playoffs.
Jeez. I'm a win away from being in a playoff spot, Chris. How do you not put me in there?
I said you were going to make the playoffs.
Oh. Well, then never mind. I like your pick.
God damn it, Brian. You literally... Do you listen to anything?
I do.
Get your head out of your ass and fucking listen to someone for once. Jesus.
Whoa. Wow.
Grouchy. So grouchy.
I know.
I'm going to need to take a nap.
Come on, Oscar. Go back in your trash can.